You are listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief number 182 for Thursday, April the 4th, 2019. Mentors, trusted advisors, and confidants. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here at the Grow Great podcast. GrowGreat.com is the website. On February the 20th, I lost a man who had been a lifelong mentor. His name was Barney. Whenever people would ask me about my relationship with him, I would always say the same thing. A lifelong friend, confidant, and mentor. Barney was about a decade and a half further up the trail, which gave me super valuable benefits from his perspective. His death hit me hard, but I was happy that just days before he passed, we had been able to spend some extended time in a phone conversation where we were able to express our love for each other. And he benefited me greatly in that phone call. Neither of us expected that to be our last talk. In fact, we were anticipating seeing one another in just a couple of months. And since his death, I've thought quite a lot about mentors and trusted advisors and confidants. And of course, as I'm growing older, my mentors, they are growing older too. And as I begin to lose them, it's impacting me more and more. I don't have any proof, but intuition tells me that most people have very few such people in their life to serve them, which makes no sense to me at all, given the high value that they can provide. Barney knew me my entire life, and that context helped both of us. It provided a comfort zone for both of us as well. Trust. That's the thing. Without it, you have nothing. With it, well, much is possible, if not probable. I trusted Barney more than any other older advisor I have lost thus far. I trusted him. And more than most other older men in my life, they are the ones who have provided the lion's share of value in my life. Barney unhesitatingly challenged me, and he did it with very few words because he just had this directness that nobody else could or would provide. He was raised in Kentucky. When he was a boy, the family moved up to the Cincinnati area, which is where he lived and which is where he passed. Just across the Ohio border, he was unashamed of being a hillbilly, and he took his family emerging from the hollers of Kentucky and would regale us with stories. During one visit where I gathered my son and a few other young men to learn from his wisdom, Barney recounted the family's move. And so my son, who is now 38, and at the time, this was a couple of years ago, my son asked him, well, did you ever go back to Kentucky to visit? And Barney said, sure. We'd hop on a bus with a sack of sandwiches and take the ride back home to show off. We all chuckled at the sight of a bunch of transplanted Kentucky hillbillies leaving the big city on a Greyhound bus with a sack of sandwiches to go back to the hills and show off how cityfied they now were. But that was the kind of man he was. When Barney died, a lifetime of knowledge and wisdom went with him, except for a vast amount that he passed on. And he did pass it on. Well, he tried to. I hope I was a good student. I tried to be. Giving. It's likely counterintuitive to start with us being the giver. That is, with our being the mentor, our being the trusted advisor, our being the confidant. But I think it's only right for us to give that space before, we need to give before we expect to get, right? Whether giving or receiving, the factors are likely the same. A few key things for you to consider today. Trust is found only in safety and confidentiality. Without it, everything else is lost. Many people are prone to share whatever they know. I mean, come on, we are in a sharing society. Other people are very prone, we're also in a society that does this, to judge. And still others will tell you what you ought to do, because they know best. Can you commit? Will you commit to keeping private things private? Can other people trust you to not divulge the expressions of their heart that they choose to share with you? Can you commit that you won't judge, that you won't second guess, that you won't feel smarter, wiser? It's a tall order. It's a really tall order that not everybody can keep. Fact is, most won't, which makes this service rarer. Should you decide to join the ranks of mentors, trusted advisors, and confidants, then you're going to need to make sure that you're prepared for this basic but most important task. Some find it hard. Some find it impossible. Some don't even try. And others of us, not so much. For me, it's second nature because I'm thankfully not prone too harsh judgment. I'm not prone to flapping my jaw. Truth is, I don't feel as though I'm better than people I serve. Mostly, I'm not likely as good. I'm not likely as smart. I'm not likely as wise. And so that makes it easier for me. I'm lucky like that. Asking great questions. Once trust is deeply embedded, then asking deep questions is possible. These are the tools for service designed to help a person think through their possibilities and figure out for themselves what course may be best. Through the years, Barney would utter one critical phrase in our conversations, and it would be a two-word command that would begin many, 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 many discussions through the years. Think about. Or he might even say, what do you think about? And then he'd go on to explain it. Every single time, it would provoke thoughts and questions that I would ask him. He knew I was desperate to benefit from his study, his experience, his knowledge. He, on the other hand, was desperate. He was desperate to help me figure it out for myself. Encouragement. I'm growing increasingly fascinated with this topic. In fact, I will say I'm obsessed with it. I talk about it frequently over at my passion project, leaningtowardwisdom.com. I even registered the URL, cravingencouragement.com. There's nothing there, not yet. Barney would encourage me constantly to study, to read, to think, to pray. Sometimes it took the form of challenge, firm but loving. I never, ever doubted his care for me. He was not the recipient of the service. I was. And there's another lesson as a giver. Don't make it about you. It's always about them, those that you're working to serve. To express belief in another is a powerful gift, and we do not often give it enough. Shame on us, especially if we're feeling it, but we neglect to express it. These are vital factors to mentorship, to being a trusted advisor, and being a confidant. This is on my mind today. It's on my mind today because another older gentleman in my life, he turns 83 years old today. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. His name is Ronnie. And Lord willing, I'm going to see him next month. But I confess to you that I wrote him a letter and I emailed it yesterday, the day before his birthday. The subject line said, "Happy birthday," a day early, because I know we have today and I'm uncertain about tomorrow. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. And Lord willing, we'll wrap up the week and I'll see you tomorrow on Friday.